This episode of Sports Spectrum's podcast is presented by our new football show, Sports Spectrum's Weekly Slant. Every single Wednesday night during the football season, a new football program will be debuting and streaming on our Facebook, YouTube, and at our website, sportsspectrum.com. This is a show unlike any other show out there. There are a lot of football shows. There are a lot of faith shows. Well, we're combining the two. And I can't find another one out there. If you can, please let me know. But I find that this might be the only football and faith show that is out there each and every week with new guests, new topics, new discussions. We really are excited about this show. We hope you'll tune in every single Wednesday night. It streams live, and then it's available to watch all throughout the rest of the week on our Facebook channel, on our YouTube channel, and over at sportsspectrum.com, our website. Brock Huard is a part of it. Jade McCarthy, formerly of ESPN, is a part of it. And I get to be a part of it as well. We hope you will be a part of it too. And join us for Sports Spectrum's Weekly Slant, available right now to stream at sportsspectrum.com.
Welcome to Sports Spectrum, where we bring Jesus back into the conversation. Here's your host, former ESPN producer, Jason Romano.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. I am Jason. So glad you're tuning into our Sports Spectrum podcast on a football Friday. My favorite kind of Friday is a football Friday. And today we are just so excited to bring to you a conversation we had with Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly, the Buffalo Bills legend. Four straight Super Bowls. Listen, I've told people this. They kind of laugh at me when I say it, but I really believe this. It might be the greatest accomplishment by a quarterback in NFL history. Now, I know people saying that Tom Brady winning six Super Bowls, or is it seven now? I don't even know. But however he's won, that's probably the greatest accomplishment in football history. But maybe the second is Jim Kelly taking his team as a quarterback of the Bills to four straight Super Bowls. Now, of course, they lost all of those Super Bowls, and that makes the story quite unique and interesting. But four straight Super Bowls is almost unheard of in today's sports, much less today's football world. And Jim Kelly did that. He is a true legend, especially in that great city of Buffalo and Bills Mafia. Man, they have such a great fan base there and such a rich tradition of football. And we're just glad to have Jim Kelly here today to talk football and to talk faith, of course, his faith in God, his battle, his very public battle with cancer, and all that God has been doing in his life. Let's listen on a Football Friday to Jim Kelly, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, right here on Sports Spectrum. Jim Kelly, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback, is our guest today on the show. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's start with 2021. Football is back. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I can see you wearing your Bills hat as well. The expectations for your Buffalo Bills, maybe as high as they've ever been since your Super Bowl teams of the 90s. I have to imagine you are excited about this year's team.
Oh, without a doubt. I think everybody is. I mean, even when you check whether it's ESPN or whatever NFL network, everybody's picking the Bills to be right there at the end as far as maybe a matchup between Kansas City Chiefs again. But as long as we're in the conversation, that's good. And I'm speaking from a former player, not a player that's playing today, because you don't want to hear that stuff. You just want to try to dial everything else out and focus on what you got at hand. And I know that's an old cliche, but as a player, you want to focus on what's in front of you and not what's coming down the road. So for the Bills fans and for former Bills, and I'm sure over in that locker room, they're really excited.
What makes Bills Mafia so unique and so special?
They never have ever given up on their team, whether these last 20 years that we haven't been to a playoff game, we still packed the stadium. They're still there. Never, ever have given up. And they fight. I mean, look what they do now. I mean, back in my day, they weren't jumping on tables and breaking, you know, breaking bones and all that. Yeah, probably a few fights here and there, but what team doesn't do that? But back when, you know, my days, it was not called Bills Mafia. You're just a Bills fan. And now I think they take it to heart that they love being recognized as a mafia group. And I like it too. I think everybody is grabbing a hold of it and taking it and loving every minute of it. So hopefully we will, as far as we, I'm still part of the Bills organization, we can give these fans something to cheer about, because I have two daughters, one 26 and one 22, that have never watched in person a playoff game here in Buffalo. I want teams to be able to come here in January and really get what Buffalo Bills football is all about.
Well, as a kid who graduated high school in 1991, that was the prime years of you doing your thing with Buffalo. And those fans were insane watching you win all of those AFC championship games, Jim Kelly. I feel like you and a guy like Troy Aikman, Dan Marino, John Elway, all amazing, obviously, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you would have put up ridiculous numbers in this era of football. How do you think you would have fared in today's NFL?
Well, I probably would have played maybe three or four more years with the way they are protecting quarterbacks and receivers. I love it. And I know there's a lot of defensive linemen that don't like it, but there's a lot of coaches that do like it. And if you talk to any fan out there, if they say that they don't like, oh, you need to hit the quarterback, let me see what they would say if that happened to their quarterback. They wouldn't like it. So I think they're doing the right thing by protecting them. But, you know, the numbers that we would have had would have been a lot better. I mean, the system that we ran, I've always been blessed because I had a Hall of Fame running back in my backfield named Thurman Thomas. Nowadays, it's really based a lot on the passing game, not so much on the running game, even though you do need that running game for a little of balance. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I would have loved to be able to play in this type, especially on the turf that they have now. And, Jason, and you know, the turf that we used to play on, it was, you know, you put concrete down and you throw some AstroTurf over top of it. There was no padding. So yeah. All those concussions that we had, and you probably remember this, it's like, okay, you come to the side, you got danger, you got buried in the turf, and they would say, how many fingers do I have up? Where are you playing? Who are you playing? If you can answer those three questions, you're good to go. So
different
that's
times.
Happened a few times for me.
Absolutely. Jim Kelly's our guest here on the show. Your journey saw you play 11 years in Buffalo. We are the intersection of sports and faith. That's what we do here at Sports Spectrum. And it wasn't until you retired that your faith became really important to you. I know that because I remember you telling me the story when we were at ESPN together with your daughter, Erin. She had written a book and we spent some time together there when I was working there. I'm just wondering if you could share with our audience how your faith in the Lord started and has progressed now two decades later.
Well, this is a long story and I'll try to keep it as short as I can. But the bottom line is it took me a little while to believe in what the good Lord had in front of me. And I mean, really look at my life, my talk when I speak across the country is called A Journey of Perseverance. And from, you know, blowing my shoulder out in college, telling me I would never play again when I was up for the Heisman Trophy, you know, going to four Super Bowls in a row and not winning any of them. And of course, having a son born on my birthday, Valentine's Day, when I had all those dreams of, you know, him following my footsteps, him, you know, me, you know, coaching him, and having a football camp and all those great things. 14 months into his life, he was diagnosed with a fatal disease called Krabbe leukodystrophy. And he passed away at the age of 8.5 years old. And through those years, I was always wondering why God would do so much to one individual. But you know what? It didn't take me very long to realize that God had a plan for me, and that was to be able to share what I've been through to others that may be looking to give up, to not persevere through tough times, whether it's with your marriage, whether it's with your life, your health, whatever the case may be. So I've been really blessed to have a beautiful wife who came to the Lord a long, long time before I did. And I probably can honestly say I would not be here today if it wasn't for the prayers of so many people out there. And my saying, Jason, is make a difference today for someone fighting for their tomorrow. And it makes so much sense. And that's why I try to urge people that, you know, there's always somebody out there that has a lot worse for you to do. What can you do to make their life better? And so I thank the good Lord for each and every day that I'm here. And, you know, we all have struggles, and especially in today's world, everybody's struggling. So for me, I just have to keep my faith.
When you were first diagnosed with cancer, I think it was 2013, it was such a public battle and has been because you're a public figure. Your wife, Jill, you mentioned her and the impact she's had on your life, providing updates. I remember seeing them on social media. So many people praying for you. What did going through that battle, and in many ways, maybe still going through it in some ways, because we're all battling, like you said, but what did going through that battle do for your faith in the Lord, in Jesus, and just drawing closer to him, going through it? Because sometimes our faith isn't truly our faith until we're tested, right?
Well, I've been tested over and over and over again, and I still am being tested. But you know what? You've got to keep the faith and keep that positive attitude. And I know sometimes that's really hard to do. I mean, my daughter right now, Erin, is going through Lyme disease. It's she was bit by a tick, and unfortunately we didn't realize what it was until, you know, a year later. So she's battling that now. And, you know, with all the COVID stuff out there now, you just got to keep your faith and keep praying. And I do. I do my quiet time every morning. And as my wife has taught me the better side of what to do and how to read and those things. So for me, you know what? As I said before, I saw all the things that, you know, my life has brought to me, good and bad, a lot of bad. But you know what? I'm thankful that I have what I have. I have a beautiful family, two beautiful daughters. I got my son in heaven looking down on me, and a beautiful wife that is pretty much my pastor. I call her Pastor Jill. She helps me out. And any questions I have, which I have a lot, I'm learning. And I don't speak Christianese. I speak from my heart, and sometimes that puts a lot of smiles on different people's faces. But I also have a men's fellowship. We have 20 guys that come to my house once a month, and we sit, we talk through the summer, we have fun. After it's over, we usually have them on Monday night during the season. And after fellowship, we watch Monday Night Football. So that's all pretty good. But you know what, Jason, I'm very blessed to be able to do that and to do so many things throughout the country as I travel and try to share with everybody my journey of what I went through and how to, soften the blow a little bit on a lot of things that are going on.
One more on that. I just want to follow up. You talked about that quiet time being so important for you. Why is that important? Because I think that's something that all of us who are just trying to learn and grow and stay connected to God, that morning time, I think, is so important. It is for me. Why has that been a really good discipline for you?
Well, because there's so many things going on in our world today. And I'm not really into politics, but everything in our country, all of the things that are happening, you know, whether it's out west with the fires, whether it's in New York with the flooding or the hurricanes going on, the tornadoes. Every time you turn on the TV, there's so much negativity out there. And you got to be able to pull away from that and focus on what's most important. That's your family. That's the good Lord. And knowing that better days are ahead. And I'm one of those guys. I'm very optimistic. I'm very bad at having things stay in my I should say I'm very good at when I have negative thoughts into my mind, I quickly try to refocus my attention. And what that does for me in the morning is I'm able to focus on the good things in life, what God has come for, the eternal life that I know that one day I will see my son again. And that definitely makes it so much better because we're only here for a certain amount of time. I'm ready for eternity. Maybe not right now, a lot of things to do, but I understand and I know where I'm going when the good Lord calls upon me to visit with my mom, my dad, and my son Hunter. So that early morning, just my day started out on the right note.
as we wind down here, you being a survivor advocate, you're teaming up with the cancer community and Merck as part of the Your Cancer Story initiative. Tell us about that.
Well, again, my story, Jason, there's so many chapters to it. That's why we are in the midst of doing a movie on mine and my wife's life, which is going to be a major motion picture, hopefully around 2024. But I teamed up with Merck on Your Cancer Story because I realized where I was at, I guess, number one, when my son Hunter was born. He was diagnosed with a fatal disease called Krabbe leukodystrophy, and we had no idea where to go. We never heard of it. We didn't know who to reach out to. And it took a while before we got the people around us to have us understand more about what was going on, what the disease was all about. And then you fast forward to my cancer. When I was diagnosed with squamous cell carcinoma, I never heard of it. My wife never heard of it. We had no idea where do we go, who do we talk to. None of that information in 2013 was out there. So as time went on, Merck approached me and they knew my story. They talked to me and we teamed up 3 years ago. And I'll tell you what a difference it has made, not only for me, but for so many people out there that reach out to us and talk to us, because there's so many different things going on and people are not always in tune of what's going to be coming up in their life and their world. And all of a sudden they're diagnosed with a certain type of cancer. Well, if they log on to yourcancerstory.com, those questions that you have, we will be able to answer or try to answer or try to give you the right people to look towards, know more about what you're going through. So Merck, it was perfect time because squamous cell, I had no idea. Now I do. Now so many other people out there. And as you well know, Jason, with the head and neck cancer, nowadays there's so many people being diagnosed. So I think what Merck has done is unbelievable. And I'm so thankful that I teamed up with him because Your Cancer Story, and I have a story. And I hope that my story will make a difference for so many other people out there that are fighting to figure out what their next avenue is going to be.
Yeah, you're making an incredible difference. Again, it's yourcancerstory.com is the website, yourcancerstory.com. And we all have a story, whether we've gone through it directly ourselves or we know someone. Yourcancerstory.com can be a great resource for you. So make sure you go check it out. Yourcancerstory.com. My last question for you, Jim, age 61, when I saw that, first of all, and you look great, by the way, for 61 years old. When it's all said and done, what do you want your legacy to be when people remember Jim Kelly, the person? Because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to talk about football and always identify you as a Pro Football Hall of Famer and a Buffalo Bills legend. But Jim Kelly, the person, now that you got however many years left to live, 20 years, we'll say 30 years, 40 years.
Yeah, right.
What do you want your legacy to be?
Probably, I've never given up on anything. You know, whether it was when we were going to those Super Bowls or whether when it was when I was in college and up for a Heisman Trophy with those dreams of taking care of mom and dad and make my five brothers proud of me when they told me I would never play football again. But I never, ever gave up. I always try to turn a negative into a positive. And I'm very good at making sure that all those things that go through, that things go through my mind, if they're negative, it gets put out real quick. And probably I've never given up on anything, whether it was in my football career or whether it's with my family, my marriage, or of course, in my cancer fight. Because I remember when my brother told me that they told him that I had less than a 10% chance of making it. I was stage 4, and I never knew that. But I knew that I was never going to give up. And surround yourself with good quality people, and I've been blessed my whole life to have great people around me. I'm so grateful to my family because they were right there beside me. So probably more than anything, never give up on anything, whether it's in your life or whether it's in your business or whether it's what you do each and every day.
We'll be continuing to send out prayers to you and your family, Jim. Yourcancerstory.com is the website. Thanks to Merck for providing today's interview. And we really appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for joining us. All the best to you. And let's see what Bills Mafia can do this year, my friend. Thanks for being here.
I love it. The last thing I got to say is, let's go, Buffalo. Take care, bud. Nice talking to you, Jason.
And many thanks to Jim Kelly, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, for joining us here on Sports Spectrum. Wasn't that great? I mean, he loves his Buffalo Bills. He loves that city of Buffalo. And think about this. When he was drafted way back in 1983, he actually said, I do not want to go to a cold weather city like Buffalo. And what happened? Buffalo drafted him. So he chose to go to the USFL for a couple of years. He was actually the USFL MVP in his rookie year of professional football. But then after a couple of years, he realized the NFL is calling. He takes that all the way to the Buffalo Bills. He has an incredible amount of success. He falls in love with the city, and that's where he still resides today in Buffalo, New York. It's such a great story. I love watching Jim, the fighter that he is, the family man that he is, the way he loves his wife and his two daughters, and certainly Hunter, little Hunter who's in heaven. Man, it's just awesome talking to Jim Kelly. I had a chance to meet him a couple years back during my time at ESPN, him and his lovely daughter, Erin, and they just could not have been nicer and kinder and just Christ-like, right? That's what it's about. Now, Jim talked about he doesn't speak Christianese, but I got to tell you, in the way that he lives his life, it's very Christ-like. He loves and serves others. He's such a just a humble man who wants to care and give and give so much of his time to helping other causes, even like he was talking about today and telling his cancer story. Just a great, great dude, and we're so glad that he shared his story here today on Sports Spectrum on a Football Friday. Really excited for the games this weekend, particularly in the NFL as a Cowboys fan, which you may or may not know. And if you're not a Cowboys fan, please don't hold that against me. That's my team. That's who I've been rooting for since I was 6 years old. They have a big game against the Chargers this weekend. They're 0-1. They can't go 0-2. LA is 1-0, big win over Washington. So that'll be a fun game to watch. We also have Miami taking on Buffalo, as in the Buffalo Bills. They didn't have a great start in week one, losing a home game to Pittsburgh, but that was a battle. And, you know, week one is really hard to try and, you know, decipher who's going to be good and who's not. I mean, we think we know, as the great Jim Mora says, but we really have no idea. We won't know until about week 7, 8, 9. That's when things start to settle in the NFL, and you know, start to see the contenders and the pretenders kind of separate themselves. So I truly believe Buffalo is going to be one of those teams that are still in it in the end. They have just too much talent, and their quarterback, Josh Allen, is just too good. So it's a Football Friday. Excited for this weekend. I hope you guys have great plans. I hope you get to spend time together watching some football, spending time together at church, loving Jesus, praising Jesus. And we'll see you guys next time right here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. Have a great rest of your day. Stay safe, and we'll see you soon.